This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I'm on my way to the gym this morning thinking about how I'm a couple pounds more than I would like to be. I was on my way down a month ago and I've been on my way up since that. Of course, the holidays were in there, and in your life, depending on when you're listening to this, there's an ebb and flow, and sometimes there are different circumstances. Maybe a business trip that throws your regular routine off. Maybe a group of parties, family events that throw your routine off with your favorite foods or your favorite experiences, and you like to have those. Everything is embedded in your stories. So I'm going to use my story this morning as an example for you to loosen some of your stories. When I was little, there were a lot of us, and there were a lot of rules and regulations to follow so that we could operate basically like a small company that was very effective and efficient. We could have enough for everybody and have a beautiful life. My parents created a beautiful, amazing life from a single income of a teacher with 10 people in the family. It was miraculous. And through that, there are lots of structures and stories and teachings that came around how to spend money and how to treat yourself, what was too extravagant, what was perfect. So here I am as an adult, and as I look at the scale and I'm a couple pounds heavier, and I look at the behaviors of my last month, what I see are me feeling like I deserve these rewards. And I've made the rewards things that aren't great for my goals right now. So a reward might be being able to have chocolate at breakfast because I can. A reward might be having lots of snacks. I don't know what your rewards are, but in this example, my rewards are about treats. That when I think about it, when I was a child, those treats were divvied out, rationed out, and very limited. So as an adult, to feel like I've arrived, or the things I go to that make me feel successful or like I'm really having a treat, tend to evolve around the food treats that were limited for me when I was a kid. So as I'm on my way to the gym, knowing that I don't want to be 10 pounds heavier than I would like to be, than I feel great at, I'm looking at how I can shift the reward system that I created over time out of lack, the lack we had when we were young, so that I can create a life that's full of abundance and feels abundant. And so I can have a life where my treats are, they feel great to have, and they are great for me, and they are taking me towards the vision of the life that I want. How complex is that? Well, it's as complex as we are as human beings. That's how complex you are. And if you don't take a look at the structures that you created and make sure that they are taking you towards what you want, then they are just taking you towards a default from the past. I'm going to go more deeply into this, but food for thought today. Take some time to jot some notes about a habit or a way that, let's say, a way you treat yourself to feel like you have arrived, or a way to treat yourself when you're feeling like you deserve a treat, and seeing if those ways of soothing and caring for yourself are compatible with the direction you want to go in. That's your audit and your call to action for today. Sending you love.